Iraq's Shiites are expected to come out in force to vote on Election Day. The most important Shiite cleric, Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani, issued a religious edict making it a duty for Shia to cast ballots. But in the Baghdad neighborhood of Sadr City, radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr still holds sway. And as NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports, he has been sending mixed messages about participating in the electoral process.
The Baghdad neighborhood of Sadr City, once a hotbed of anti-American violence, has calmed down in recent months. Armed supporters of radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr have been keeping a low profile, and U.S. troops now travel in the area without coming under attack. On a recent Friday afternoon, a convoy of Bradley fighting vehicles, followed by Iraqi security forces in pickup trucks, drive down one of the main roads. Children play nearby. In August, these streets were manned by members of al-Sadr's Mahdi army, and fierce battles took place between them and the U.S. military, here and in the holy city of Najaf. A ceasefire was brokered, and ever since, Muqtada al-Sadr has been an elusive presence on the Iraqi stage. But in Sadr City, he's far from forgotten. Sadr initially announced he would form his own party to run in the upcoming elections. That didn't happen. Instead, there came cryptic statements implying that he was boycotting them. To give the matter some clarity, his spokesman called a press conference to state al-Sadr's position categorically.
Mr. Muqtada is telling his people, if you think that the elections will be fair, then do what your conscience tells you. However, Mr. Muqtada thinks that the occupation will directly or indirectly manipulate these elections to get those that they want in power.
When journalists expressed confusion as to Sadr's exact position, the spokesman went on to say,
we haven't taken part or endorsed the elections. At the same time, we are not boycotting them.
Iraqi observers say that this kind of doublespeak is intentional. Ever wily, they say Sadr is waiting to see which way the ballots will blow on January 30th. If the elections are deemed illegitimate and civil war breaks out, for example, Sadr can point to his opposition to the process and take up arms again. But if, as expected, the Shia win big, there are candidates who are not so secretly in his camp. A large generator keeps the power on at Kufan Internet Cafe, the headquarters of Fatah al-Sheikh, who heads the National Independent Cadres and Elites list, running for the national parliament. Muqtada al-Sadr has publicly distanced himself from the party, but al-Sheikh, who runs a paper called Sadr Rising, is coyly open about where his loyalties lie.
We do not represent the political position of the Sadr line, because our slate is independent. But yes, it is true that we are the sons of the Sadr line and the Sadr populace, and most of the candidates in the slate are from Sadr City.
There are over a dozen other candidates with links to Sadr who have quietly been included on the main Shiite list, the United Iraqi Alliance, thought to be endorsed by Grand Ayatollah Sistani. Dasan Alatia is a secular Shiite political analyst who heads his own party running in the elections. He says that because there hasn't been a clear message, the 2 million-strong Sadr City vote will be fractured.
They will vote differently, not as a bloc. Some of them are anti-government. Some of them are very Sadr group, and the Sadr are also divided. Some of them are included in the Sistani list, so-called Sistani list. Some of them are outside it.
At a Sadr City mosque, prayers are just ending. Some here say they will not participate in the elections unless Muqtada does. Others say they will vote for interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi's party. Others say they support the list they believe has been blessed by Sistani. While the people of Sadr City ponder, Muqtada al-Sadr remains out of the public eye. For now. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.